Members, I call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will note the roll on a quorum that is present. Representative Simon will move the minutes for Friday, April 24th, 2009. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the proposed calendar for the day for Tuesday, April 28th, 2009. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, will now set time parameters for the calendar bills. For, you can just follow along on the calendar if you'd like. For Senate File 1711, the Atkins bill dealing with motor vehicle sales, 15 minutes. House File 1476, the Omnibus Liquor Bill, 30 minutes. The Senate File 684, Mahoney Bill, Bioscience Business Development, 15 minutes. House Bill, House File 1056, 15 minutes. House File 988, Mariani Real ID, 1 hour. House File 265, Hortman, 15 minutes. House File 326, Clark, 15 minutes. House File 535, Tau Bill, Licensing Bill, 2 hours. House File 1760, Thiessen Bill, Omnibus Health Policy, 2 hours. Senate File 245, Clark Bill, 30 minutes. Senate File 550, Omnibus Energy, 3.5 hours. Senate File 1091, Dean Bill, 15 minutes. Senate File 640, Rosenthal, 1 hour. House File 940, Zellers, 15 minutes. Members, we also will be having some fiscal calendar bills that we should go through right now. House File 2251 is Solberg's Federal Stimulus Oversight Bill, 30 minutes. And then calendar, we're going to be calendaring also Senate File 657, Kalin Bill on Federal Stimulus Funding, 1 hour. Any discussion? That's it, Blocky. President Pawlowski and members, the way that I would understand the rule and interpret and would hope that we would use the rule would be for the totality of the bill from when the clerk reports the bill to final vote. Representative Pawlowski. Representative Pawlowski, it would have been 9:45.
And what was the time they actually did?
President Pawlowski, 10:35.
There seems to be a gap in this time, and that gap can be 45 minutes, it can be an hour. I'm just wondering, Mr. Chairman, I don't blame you. I'm just asking this question out of curiosity. If we're setting time limits, and the public is setting time limits to be ourselves, then we plan on doing that.
Representative Pawlowski, we've been very lenient with the minority yesterday, and just going in my regular life and all of our regular lives, most individuals can get their work done within 8 hours in a day. It seems like the legislature, for some odd reason, takes a little longer. It's my hope that we can tighten this up. I believe that's important, that both sides get heard, but I would hope that we could live more within these time guidelines in the future. Representative Seifert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One thing, a question I had is on the transportation policy bill. Was that going to be up today on the floor?
That's in cipher. I believe so.
Okay. One thing that I just thought we'd talk about it here openly because not everyone knows what you and I talk about privately, but on Saturday, out of deference to people's schedules and the like, we pulled a lot of amendments back that members wanted to offer to the transportation finance bill. And talked with Representative Hornstein about germaneness and ability to offer his bill, which he graciously agreed to do, so we wouldn't be there ridiculously late on Saturday. I don't remember what the time frame was for the Hornstein bill, but I just wanted members to know it. There's probably at least a half a dozen amendments that members agreed to pull back that they really wanted to offer Saturday, that Representative Hornstein said would be in for consideration whenever his bill came up, and I didn't want any surprises. I don't know what the time frame is, but if it was an hour or two, that probably won't fit within what was adopted, but if you had more, and that's just because I think I tried to work very hard at getting people to pull amendments last Saturday so we could get on to the tax bill, and I would remind members we had no amendments to the tax bill last Saturday from our side of the aisle.
President Seifert, 2 hours have been allotted for the transportation policy bill, and if there were 6 amendments potentially that were pulled and could be reoffered at this time, I see there no reason that we can't get through 6 amendments in short order and still stay within 2 hours.
Those are in addition, Mr. Chair, those are in addition to the ones that we're going to be on anyway, so I mean it's going to be more than 6 amendments, but some are more controversial, and I don't know what the majority has for amendments. Usually Representative Rukavina has a few for the policy bill and so forth, so I just want out of courtesy to let everybody know that it's not any demand I have. I don't think I have any amendments, but
Representative Seifert, I appreciate that and appreciate the heads up. Just because there are a large number of amendments or small number of amendments, that really has little bearing on how long we go sometimes. As you said, your side of the aisle did not offer, I believe you did offer 1 amendment to the tax bill, and that did not stop folks from discussing the tax bill after third reading for a long time. And as Representative Pawlowski, I think, rightly notes, that still is counted on the time guidelines. Part of getting our work done is not just offering amendments and voting on amendments, it's getting a bill done and voted on. And just to remind members, to the folks that sit next to you, we all have First Amendment rights to speak on the House floor, but the voice that speaks loudest is how you vote on a bill. And if folks want to really give their opinion on how they vote on a bill, they get the opportunity after third reading to push a red or a green button. With that, we will vote on the time parameters for the bills. I'm sorry, Representative Westrom.
Well, Mr. Chair, as you were going through them, I don't know a lot of details about some of those bills, especially the ones that are in the minutes. I can just predict now that there's going to be some of them that go over 15 minutes, because sometimes the offers take 15 minutes. So it seems like things are like on that. And I imagine we aren't going to take all these up in one day, because usually rollover minutes is the next bill, but what happens if you've got all 15 bills and we have an hour allocated to vote before the old half hour and 45 minutes? You better shorten all the others.
Representative Westrom, there are no rollover minutes, as you said, and also we are setting the calendar for the day, and this time of session, and you've been here longer than I have, you know that we calendar bills, we continue the calendar, and they're taken on subsequent days. We have worked with your minority caucus in discussion with this. We ask almost daily if you know of amendments, if you know how long. Most of these bills have been sitting on the general register for weeks, so you and others have an opportunity to see what's on the general register, to do your homework before you come to committee, to see if there's going to be any large discussion or controversy around bills. Just because a bill is controversial, members, I want to remind you, that doesn't mean it needs to take a long time. It just may have a very divided vote. So what happens here is we set the calendar, we set the time parameters for each bill, but if we don't get through the entire calendar for the day, if we choose the votes to continue it over, those time guidelines stay in place and we take it up on subsequent days of session. Representative Westrom.
But Mr. Chair, at least how I've understood it in the past, that's some time guidelines, by the way, I'm not a fan of, but
President Westrom, that issue has been done and voted upon. It's been noted every time.
Had real states, for instance, we've got 4 bills, and there's an hour for this one, and the next, and one for the next, and half hour for the last. You said if we don't use the minutes all on the first bill, we would use it in aggregate on the whole council.
President Westrom, that time is over now. We're towards the end of session where we have less time, and the clock is ticking, the sand and the hourglass is less each day. We are not going to be doing that anymore.
Mr. Chair, Well, I guess that's my point. That's the first I've now heard of that. When did that change, policy decide to change?
So from Lestrom, I believe it changed when you had the omnibus finance bills on the floor, and now we are within the last, less than a month left with session. We don't have that luxury anymore. That's from Gunther.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if anybody's got questions.
President Gunther, even though the question is not needed to be called, we have been close. We still went over most of the time, but we've been close. Now we're going to vote on the guidelines for the bills discussed today. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Motion fails. Members are in recess.